Today, I want to lift up a few lessons from an author who is beloved by millions and who happens to be one of my favorites, C.S. Lewis. Stay tuned. Hello, friends. Pastor Tim Westermeyer here, Senior Pastor of St. Philip the Deacon in the western suburbs of Minneapolis. Good to be with you as always. We're taping this on November 21st, 2024. Later this evening, we will have the second of our Faith and Life events featuring British author and theologian Michael Ward, who is perhaps the world's foremost expert on C.S. Lewis. He's actually going to be talking about one of his books, After Humanity, A Guide to C.S. Lewis's Abolition of Man. Maybe not Lewis's most well-known work, but a very important one. I'll say more about that in a second. Anyway, because Ward is here, we've been doing a little three-week course on C.S. Lewis. And I should mention, by the way, the day this will come out, which is the day after we tape it, so November 22nd, is the 61st anniversary of C.S. Lewis's death. He died on November 22nd, 1963, the same day as JFK, actually. And so because of that, there was not a ton of coverage about Lewis's death. But anyway, it will be the 61st anniversary of his death the day this comes out. So what I want to do today is I want to just lift up three quick lessons that I at least have learned from C.S. Lewis. I'm not saying these are the most important lessons from Lewis. I would be interested, and I'll ask this again at the end, in any lessons you have learned from C.S. Lewis. And there are more than I'm going to list for me in this episode, but these are three that come to mind, and I lifted these up a couple weeks ago in the first of our three classes that we're doing here on C.S. Lewis. As anyone who has followed this podcast or who is a member of St. Philip the Deacon knows, C.S. Lewis is perhaps the most important Christian thinker in my life, or certainly one of the top two or three. So the first thing I will lift up is this. So this is point one. I'm going to tell you what the point is after I sort of back into it. This is a very large volume with the very snappy title, Oxford History of English Literature, English Literature in the 16th Century Excluding Drama, The Completion of the Clark Lectures, Trinity College, Cambridge, by C.S. Lewis. This was C.S. Lewis's magnum opus. This was the primary work that he spent his professional career writing. It took him 15 years to write it. He wrote it from 1935 to 1950. During that same period, he wrote a whole lot of other things that people know him much better for. The Chronicles of Narnia, The Problem of Pain, The Great Divorce, The Space Trilogy, and on and on and on. Screwtape Letters, to that. Maybe I mentioned that. Here's the funny point. He talked about all of those works that are he is most famous for today as the twiddly bits. He talked about this work that he worked on for 15 years as the top tune. And so the first lesson from C.S. Lewis is that perhaps we are not in the best position to judge what our legacy will be or what the most important part of our life will be while we're living it. I think he assumed he would be forgotten after he died entirely. That, of course, has not happened. But again, I find it humorous, interesting, ironic that the most important work in his professional life is now largely forgotten, although it's very widely acclaimed among experts in the field, while the twiddly bits, as he called them, are the things he's most remembered for. So that's the first point. Second point, and this does bring us to Michael Ward's book, After Humanity, A Guide to C.S. Lewis's Abolition of Man. The second point is Lewis has taught me what it means to that truth is objective, or the objectivity of belief. And I'll lift up just a few quick quotes here. This first one is from a letter he wrote to a friend named Arthur Greaves. Now the story of Christ, Lewis writes, is simply a true myth, a myth working on us in the same way as the others, but with this tremendous difference that it really happened. In another place, an essay called The Poison of Subjectivism, which is the opposite of objective truth, he says this, a philosophy which does not accept value as eternal and objective can lead us only to ruin. And then the final one is the very conclusion of this little book called The Abolition of Man, where, and I'm going to, I would commend the book to you. I'd commend Michael Ward's companion volume to it. But I'm going to describe it this way. Part of what Lewis is saying here is we live in a culture where we kind of want to see behind things. We want to kind of, we're cynical and suspicious of anything that presents itself as the truth. And we say, oh, well, I'm going to see through that truth. And Lewis's point is you can't do that forever. Eventually, your eyesight, in this metaphor, has to land on something firm and solid. So I will read the end of it. You cannot go on explaining away forever. You will find that you have explained explanation itself away. You cannot go on seeing through things forever. The whole point of seeing through something is to see something through it. It is good that the window should be transparent because the street or garden beyond it is opaque. How if you saw through the garden, too? It is no use trying to see through first principles. If you see through everything, then everything is transparent. But a wholly transparent world is an invisible world. To see through all things is the same as not to see. That's the very conclusion of this very important book, The Abolition of Man. So again, second point, the objectivity of belief. And then the final point I'll lift up this morning is Lewis affirms, and maybe this won't be a surprise, but I think he does it particularly well, a fundamental Christian truth, which is the our eternal significance. And so again, he does this in all kinds of ways, but I'm going to lift up just a couple or three quotes from a beautiful little essay that's a favorite of mine called Membership. So among other things, he says, that structural position in the church, which the humblest Christian occupies, is eternal and even cosmic. There will come a time when every culture, every institution, every nation, the human race, all biological life is extinct, and every one of us is still alive. And then this is perhaps my favorite sentence that C.S. Lewis ever wrote, and it just, again, confirms or restates this truth about our eternal significance. As organs in the body of Christ, as stones and pillars in the temple, we are assured of our eternal self-identity and shall live to remember the galaxies as an old tale. So we are, again, celebrating Lewis today. Next week, of course, is Thanksgiving. And so I give thanks for Lewis, for all that he's meant to me and to millions and millions of others. I would love to know, if you are a fan of Lewis, what have you learned from him? What are the most important lessons in your own life from this amazing thinker and author? And as always, until next time, be well, stay in touch, and God bless.